So, the Saints finally showed up last night. Will the Texans do the same on Sunday? We got a lot more questions than that. So let's answer them. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Yeah. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the award-winning role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jongy Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. We got football tonight. We got football all weekend. We got some baseball tonight, too.
What football tonight?
University of Houston, man.
Lordy.
Go Coug, dude. Hey, I'm sorry. I have very few things that
you just,
I get
into. You just, like, made my heart jump. I was like, what? And I was like, look.
Fine.
Like, in my head, I've got, like, a schedule somewhere right in front of me. And I'm like, what is going on? What am I missing?
Everything.
And then I was like, oh, UH football. Yeah, that's cool for you.
It's cool for me. It's sort of cool for Jong. I don't know how much attention he pays anymore now that he's all almost married and stuff. But
no, he's not watching that junk.
Today's show, though, is about you and Jong, because first off, his birthday's this weekend.
Jong, happy birthday. How old are you going to be, dear sir?
Lonely 31.
31 years old.
Wow. I remember him when he was just a wee lad.
What are your big plans for the week? Esme, get out of there. We're trying to do a radio show. I need to talk to Jong. Wait till a break. We're on the air. Why do people not understand that Jong needs to be paying attention to the show when we're on the air? No one comes in here and talks to us when we're on the air. They shouldn't be talking to Jong when he's on the air either.
Well, he's got all these other duties, apparently.
His priority should be our radio show.
And you can tell the priority because he's over there talking to her and ignoring us. Which
I don't understand how.
She came by and said there's somebody that wants something that's blind and wants to say hi.
That couldn't wait till a break? You could have just run anybody out there to say hi to him. He would have never known the difference. It could, you know what I mean? You could have said, hey, like run David Philpott out there and said, hey, this is Jong. He wanted to say hi.
I think Philpott's voice would be recognizable.
All right, maybe so. Maybe so. But I mean, look, come on. Jong's on the air. Jong, what kind of big plans do you have for the weekend, my man?
I'm not doing anything big. Just,
that's not true. Well, you've got something.
I just got. I have dinner with the parents tomorrow, and then I have dinner with a girlfriend on Monday.
Where are you guys going to eat?
Uchi.
Why on Monday?
Oh, she has a thing with her mom on Sunday. So
on your birthday?
Yeah, but we're spending time together.
What's she got with her mom that could take priority over you?
No, we're all spending time together, but the birthday dinner is actually Monday.
Is this because, are you guys not going to be together on your birthday because she's Vietnamese and you're Korean?
No, we'll be together all day.
Except for the evening?
No, I'll be over there at her house.
With her mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
But just the actual birthday dinner with her is on Monday.
Okay. Do you think there'll be any sort of adventurous sex acts performed for your birthday? Like something, is there a border you guys haven't crossed yet that you think you might cross for your birthday?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Like a trapeze or something?
I don't think she'll be into a trapeze.
Or maybe
that'd be a little dangerous.
Maybe just something, you know, new.
I don't think so.
Or a threesome with a sex robot?
Maybe someone else is going to show up
wrapped in a bow. So. No.
Really? Did that happen for your 30th birthday?
No.
Because I feel like on the 30th birthday would have been the perfect time to introduce. I mean, that's a big, that's a milestone.
Yeah,
31. That's not why I'm kind of like a milestone.
Eh, I'm in now. Once you're, you know, once you're past 30, you're kind of like
every birthday is the same.
Yeah.
Until you're 40, and then you want to kill yourself until you're 50, and then that's when you get to where you're like pretending like you're not old, you know, and you know
what are you?
You know how it goes.
Are you 2 years away from 40? Is that right?
I just turned 35.
Oh, you're 35?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just turned 35.
Oh, no, I guess Dave is like 38 or something.
Yeah, Dave's 38. He's on his way. He's on his way out. But, all right. Well, I hope you, I hope you that you're wrong and you get surprised with, you know, she shows up through the back door and throws something new your way. You know what I mean? I hope that's the case. Both of us brought Jong beer for a present.
Of course, because that's the one thing that always happens around here is that we're all pretty predictable. If we're bringing something,
but is that okay? I mean, that's fine.
That's awesome. No, this is I have never gotten a bad beer for my birthday or just as a general gift or anything that like that. So I just feel like hopefully everybody else is the same way. Bring them something cool.
Now, in my opinion, Jong should drink those while on the air.
I think you're right. At least one of them.
I brought him one that's very small that he could drink. I mean, it's 12 ounces.
He's whining about the 17%.
He could just pop the lid and pound it.
I am not pounding 17.2 AVB.
Or ABV, either one.
Why not? What's the worst that could happen?
17.2%.
I know, but think about it. Like,
I could hurl all over the board.
No. It's not. I mean, when you were with Carl, you used to drink hard liquor.
Yeah, and hey, you remember a few weeks ago when you were doing all those shots? This is not anywhere near that. So
I mean, I'll drink one, but I won't pound it. I'll sip it.
All right.
We have to finish it by the end of, by the halfway point of the show.
Can you finish one of those? Can you finish one per hour?
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Oh, no, I'll be too lit.
You won't be too lit.
Yeah. No, hey. I can't do a double IPA and 17.2.
I think you could.
No, I cannot.
That IPA you need to drink soon because it's got hops in it. You want those hops to be fresh. So if you wait, you know, till a few weeks from now, it's not going to be the same beer. You might as well just drink it all now.
I'll finish the 17.2 by 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And then we'll renegotiate. Yes, I'll renegotiate. See how I feel. If I feel buzzed, I will not do the other two.
Okay.
If you feel buzzed,
you'll do the other two.
One of the other two.
No, but that's how it works, right? If he feels buzzed, he'll do another one. He'll be like, yeah. You know what? I'm feeling pretty good. I can do this.
All right. Well, that's a fair deal, Jong. That's a fair deal. Fred, how did your night go last night? Did you enjoy the football? Did you enjoy the Saints go marching in?
I did. It was kind of fun to see the Saints offense be what it used to be. The Falcons kind of took turns shooting themselves in the foot because some of those fumbles and turnovers and they were moving the ball at will and couldn't get in the end zone. And I'll give the Saints defense credit for forcing some of them, and some of it was just bad ball protection. And I think that's you know, that's part of it, but give the Saints some credit. They actually showed up last night. I think the short week had a little bit to do with it and played their best game of the season by far. So glad to see them win. I don't think in the grand scheme of things it means a whole lot. Just like if for some reason your Texans seem to, you know, come out and pull it off Sunday, I don't think it's going to mean a whole lot at this point because long term I don't think they can sustain that. But, you know, it's kind of like when we're talking about the Falcons. Like at some point they're going to lose a game on the road just because – you know, because we were looking at their schedule and how easy it looked, and they tend to not play well there anyway.
Yeah,
and I guess I should have punched a button on the Saints a little more than I did simply because of that short week. But being in New Orleans and I was watching the Saints game Sunday, they were so awful. It was just so hard to get that out of my head.
The Saints defensively have been awful all year, and then they looked like a totally different team last night.
There were some signs last week. In the first half, they against the Eagles, they got two interceptions in the end zone.
Yep.
They were playing pretty well.
And then they laid down.
Well, they were on the field too long. And yep. The offense was awful, and they were going three and out, and those guys are right back on the field, and they got gassed. So I think you can kind of throw out the second half when they were getting blown out, and that didn't happen last night, and I think that's one of the reasons why they were able to be successful.
The Saints have – it's like a Pee Wee football offense. I mean, everything is underneath. There's nothing down the field. It's all dink and dunk, and the Falcons couldn't stop it.
But you know what? That's what they've been when they've been good. They do that, and sooner or later, whether it was Reggie Bush in the old days or whether it was Darren Sproles, somebody breaks one of those for 40 or 50 yards because you miss a tackle.
Yeah.
And they don't really have that guy anymore. I think Spiller could be that guy, but he isn't right now. Brandon Cooks could be that guy. And that's kind of what's been missing from this offense, is because it, on those long, sustained drives.
that and Jimmy Graham.
Well, I don't know how much they're missing Jimmy Graham, because they have been throwing a lot to Watson, and he played pretty well last night.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Graham was not good last year. And this is really when this stretch started. And he was just not a very good player for him last year. I think it was more missing Darren Sproles, frankly, that hurt him, because Jimmy Graham makes catches for you on third down. He's a terrific player. He's the kind of guy you want on your offense.
Well, he's also your best red zone target, which is something that they still kind of lack.
Yeah. But I think in general, though, if you're going to run that offense when it's been successful, there's always somebody that takes off and breaks a big one, and that opens things up downfield, and that's when they were able to take shots at Colston down the field in the past. That's all been missing. I think what you've been seeing is what you saw last night without any success.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to sustain drives like that, especially when you're getting your quarterback sacked and suddenly you're looking at second and 17 as opposed to second and 2, and that's been a big problem for them, really, going back to last season. It wasn't last night.
And then the Falcons, I mean, we just mentioned they weren't able to stop them defensively, but they did not give Matt Ryan a lot of time to throw the ball, and he was holding, I want to say he was holding the ball too long, but he just, at some point when you realize the offensive line isn't having their best game, you got to figure that out and get rid of the ball faster, and he did not. He continued to pump fake and get sacked.
Right.
But
that's the one thing about him throughout his career. If you can get ahead of them and you know he's going to take those deep drops, then you can really tee off, because he will hold onto the ball. Then you get some sacks and you can really turn the game around. And I mean, those last few possessions last night, I can't remember exactly how many times he got sacked during those. I think there were at least two sacks during that stretch. I think three maybe, but that's all that was happening. They knew he was going to drop back, and then they just teed off on him and he wouldn't get rid of the ball.
What if I told you that, if you sight unseen, I told you that a team had 263 passing yards. 295 passing yards, but then
by the quarterback,
the sacks take away 32. So basically, Matt Ryan he's 30 for 44, 295, no interceptions, and you had 21 carries for 150 yards in the run game, 7.1 yards per carry. And then I said, that team scored 21 points. You'd be surprised.
I would say you probably turned the ball over a bunch, and they did. Three fumbles and a block punt, which to me counts as a turnover, especially when it's a block punt that gives you a touchdown. Yeah, they moved the ball up and down the field when the game was still on the line, almost at will. And
they fumbled it two more times.
That they recovered.
They recovered, and they should have left. Matt Ryan was just sloppy with the ball. Tevin Coleman looked like he was about to start working his way back into some heavy rotation at running back, and he fumbled. They didn't take care of the ball when they needed to, and that's why listen, I like the Falcons as an NFC South team. I don't think I like them as like a Super Bowl contender. I do like them as an NFC South team. I like them. I think they're the best team in that division, but it's hard to take them seriously because this seems to happen quite a bit with them.
Yeah, and Drew Brees was as efficient as we've seen him in a while, and really only threw one bad ball in the end zone that could have been picked otherwise. And he was, and a lot of that was those short passes, but still over 300 yards, which he hasn't done a lot lately. And I think and didn't turn the ball over.
Yep.
And I think that was a big thing for him.
22 of his 30 pass completions went to tight ends or running backs.
And that's, hey, if that works.
That's what, I mean, yeah.
And that's,
listen, we're talking about the Saints that are 2-4. It's not like we think that they're going to somehow work their way back into the playoffs. This isn't a good team, but so you don't have to say, "Well, is that going to win you games in the playoffs?" No, but it's going to at least make the Saints look better than they've looked so far.
I think in the end they're going to win some games here.
I think they'll win six, seven, eight games.
Yeah, I think they could easily get to 8-8, but that's not going to win for you long term. No. But winning at home like that, the way they did, is a good sign, because they haven't done that in a while either.
I think the biggest mistake the Falcons made is early in the game they didn't run the ball. And what's won them the last couple games is running the football. And
then when they did run the ball, the guys would fumble. Yeah. And those were good runs where they fumbled too.
Yep.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Texter says, need Blitzer advice. I feel like crap because I can't make my best friend's sister's funeral tomorrow because I'm going to BuzzFest. I paid a lot of money for the tickets and got them before she passed. Should I feel guilty and how do I tell him?
Before she passed?
Yeah, I guess this must have happened recently.
I thought he was going to a birthday party.
No, a funeral.
A funeral?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, let's sell flowers, bro.
Well, for me, I would sell the BuzzFest tickets.
Not me. I'd sell flowers. I don't like to go to funerals anyway.
I don't either, but I mean, it depends on how close you are with the family. It's your best friend and how close you were with her.
That's true. You kind of need to be there for your best friend.
Yeah, it's because funerals aren't about who passed. It's about people who are still there.
That's true.
So I sell the BuzzFest tickets, hopefully at a profit, and go to the funeral.
Yeah, that's difficult.
It is, but that's the right thing. I don't know if it's the Blitzer thing, you know, but that's what I would do. Depends on, like I said, there's so much depends on how close everything is. I mean, if it's your best friend and he's torn up over it and it's something that was unexpected. Now, if it's just a friend, that's different.
Yeah.
But Frobius wants to know, how important is it for the Texans to lose these next three to have a shot at golf? Honestly, I don't think they're going to be bad enough to have the number one pick, and I don't know if he's going to be it or not. There's so much of the college season. Can we do this? Can we all make a deal with each other? If the Texans win Sunday, can we stop talking about next year's draft for a week? Just for a week.
I'll take a week off, yeah.
If they lose, fair game.
Okay. I'm with you on that.
John, is that okay with you?
Fine by me.
Can we make that official? All right. Officially. See, now I have to root for the Texans to win Sunday because I really don't want to be doing draft.
Don't you
again.
Root for the Texans to win anyway?
I kind of want them to. I want them to win. Yeah, I don't know.
Kind of.
All right, I want them to win.
I mean, you're a Texans fan.
Yeah, but I'm in that weird spot now where if they're going to suck, just go full suck again so you get another high pick. But it's a little early for that. That's why I don't even want to think about this draft stuff yet. Man, did you see that that scaffolding collapse downtown today across from Minute Maid? It was all over the news.
How crazy is that?
Man, it kind of freaked me out because I heard this boom. And to be honest, downtown now, there's probably five major construction things going on within about 8 blocks of me. So something booms every 20 right. minutes. But that sounded weird. And I go outside, next thing I know, the helicopters are out there and the sirens are going. So I walked down there a little bit. Man, that was brutal. I don't know what happened. Somebody was some of the guys that was in there thought maybe a crane backed into it or a forklift. But scary stuff. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. By the way, Donna congratulating you on being honored. I think we will all join her in that. Congratulations.
I don't know if it's necessarily being honored, is it?
I think so. You made a list.
I made a list, but I make a lot of, like, crappiest radio guy list.
But when it's
too.
A positive list, you should take it as a positive.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think it's a good thing. Basically, a guy did a list of 15 talents around the country that you don't know, but you should.
And if you want to check it out, it's on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
All right.
How's that beer taste, John?
Pretty strong, but I actually like it. It's pretty good.
All right.
Yeah, it doesn't taste 17%.
Then just pound it, dude.
No, I ain't pounding this.
Maybe they mislabeled it.
Yeah, I think it's 7.
Not 7. It's definitely not 7%.
You know what? That's not 17. What that really is somebody just scratched it with their fingernail. It looks like a 1. It's really 7. You're fine. Just enjoy it. But, that's pretty cool, man. And they said really nice stuff about you. Although I kind of think that Bill O'Brien
said nice stuff about you guys, too.
Well, yeah, mostly John.
Right. They gave John a lot of credit for the production of the show.
No, I was just happy that...
Even though I get pissed at John all the time because I feel like he's distracted by all the people who come in the office or come in the studio and talk to him when we're on the air. But what do I know?
No, it was obviously he paid attention because the sound of the show is something that John takes a lot of pride in, does a very good job with. And he did mention maybe it's because it's FM that we... You know, but it does sound good. We've got a lot of cool sounders and Shame and Keyboard Cat and Drops and everything else that he does a great job with. And I just think it's cool to see to see you get on a list like that. That's good for you. And I'm really glad that he didn't write that Hoffman excels despite his lousy-ass co-host.
That's always a good thing, yeah.
Because people have written that before. So
they've written it that both ways,
I know. But, no, I just thought it was cool. Guy obviously pays attention to the show and had good stuff to say.
It's,
so.
It's cool because that guy that wrote that, Jason Barrett, is one of the – he's one of the few guys in this country who move radio guys around and, like, you know – He's a big-time consultant, and there's not a lot of those that really have any say over what happens in our business.
Yeah.
And he's one of the few that does, that has some clout, so it's nice to be recognized by a guy like that. Well, so
why didn't he do that before contract negotiations?
That would have been really nice.
But, no, it was a very cool thing, and it I was really glad to see it because, you know, I think you're deserving. Jong is deserving
Thanks,
as well.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
So.
Except my name wasn't in there. Yours was in there, Fred.
Yeah, and he spelled it right, too, which is pretty cool.
That's good.
I know. I'm taking a step in the right direction.
He also used a picture of me when I was super fat.
Oh, yeah. That looked really old.
That picture's like 5 years old, but he didn't care. That's all right.
Was that our station?
Yeah, that was at our station. That was at the Cumulus station, yeah.
Well, I think it's just it's a cool thing for you, and I think I can speak for all of us, and John will probably start the I love you, man, when he finishes that beer. But we're all very proud. Joshua says, festivals are annual, funerals are just once. You need to be there for your friends. Yeah, I think most of the Blitzers are agreeing with that. So, quick break. Guess what we got to do when we come back? College pick time. John, do you have the totals from last week?
Yes, I do. I will get that on the other side.
All right. Sounds good. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. It is a Friday. Hope everybody's in a good mood. You should be. If you're not, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Time for college picks. Last week was not a good week for me, except for the only game I told you I was actually playing, I hit. So
that's always good.
Yeah. But 3-3 for the week, and actually did better on the NFL for a change. And Jong also 3-3, AJ 4-2. For the year, we're barely over 500 as a group on these things. Yeah. But
all you need is 53%. You're good.
Yeah, and we'll get you there. It's just most of the time, there's a disclaimer. The way we do this, we're picking three games here. We'll pick three in the NFL. There's some weeks where I'll play 10. There's some weeks where I'll play one. So, but that's a good round number for our game. So we'll start off with my first game, which I know you don't like, but this is a computer one, and I've actually watched both of these teams, and I'm embarrassed to say that. Syracuse getting outside of a touchdown at Virginia. I know they're not very good. They're down to walk-on quarterbacks and everything else, but Virginia is overbet every week. And I think this line should be 2 or 3. So I'm getting some bonus points here. Give me Syracuse +7.5 at Virginia for my first pick.
Yeah, I saw that number at 7, and I almost went the other way. But I left that off. It's still on my potential plays, Virginia. I think Syracuse is just a mess now.
So is Virginia. At least Syracuse has won a couple games.
My first game, I won't even bother to explain why this is the way I'm picking, because none of you will care. I'm going to take the Charlotte 49ers +5.5 against the Old Dominion Monarchs.
Crickets.
Yeah. Listen.
There's no reason for analysis on that.
Yeah, there really
is. We're just going to take your word for it.
You're not going to be able to watch the game on TV. You're going to have to get on a computer somewhere, and I know none of you are going to want to do that.
Actually, but I don't think Syracuse, Virginia is on TV either.
It'll probably be on like ACC Network or something crappy.
I don't
know.
I think it's. I think that's even too crappy for that.
It might be.
All right, John, give them something that's going to be on TV.
I'm going to take U of H Tulane over 59.
Okay.
Okay, let me just say, I was telling AJ before the show, that's an actual play for me tonight. I won't play UH against a spread, but I'm not afraid to play totals. I love the over. And the reason for that is, UH is going to score its points. Tulane's got a backup quarterback in. This kid's 2-1 as a starter. He's a dual threat. He can run. We'll simplify the offense a little bit, but I think they're going to score some points. I love your pick there, John. Congratulations.
What's your second pick, Fred?
My second pick is the Penn State Nittany Lions getting 19 points against the Ohio State Buckeyes.
It's hard to argue that, man. That's
I mean, it's easy to look at Penn State and say, oh, boy, they really sucked against Temple. But Ohio State hasn't blown anybody away. Penn State's solid. I don't think they come anywhere near winning this game. But I could see it being one like it's been recently for Ohio State, where it's a close game until late, and then Ohio State pulls away by 10.
And I think Ohio State has only covered once all year.
Well, and see, that was one point against Virginia, too. I got to go back and double-check, but I don't think they've covered it all
this
year.
They didn't even cover last week's. I think it was plus 22 last week. They didn't cover that either.
No, so I feel really good about that one. That is an actual one that I've already punched the button on, along with the over on Jong's pick.
My next one will be one that you'll be able to see on television. I will go with the Oklahoma Sooners, -3.5. Kansas State's lost two straight, kind of, and then you start to dig in a little further. And listen, both of the games that they lost could have gone the other way.
Right,
they could be 5-0. But then when you really start to look at what they've done, they've beat South Dakota, UTSA, and Louisiana Tech, and they barely beat Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, basically what they've done is play TCU close and Okie State close.
Yeah, and now that they've lost a couple games, you kind of think, well, maybe some of the shine goes off what they're doing there, and Oklahoma is going to come back and be pissed off. It's the game after they just looked like crap against a really bad team. I have a feeling they come out swinging, and I thought about the over on this game, too. I think the over might be good as well. But I'm going to go -3.5, Boomer Sooner.
All right. Senior Jong.
I'm going to take one of Wooly's picks from yesterday. I'm going to take Cincinnati +4.5.
All right. I'm not crazy about that one. I'm not going to lie.
That number's gone from 6.5 to 5.5 to 4.5. Now my side has 4.
Yeah, I'm seeing 4 also.
Yeah. You use 4?
No, you can have 4.5.
You use 4.5. Okay. That's what you got. But I'm just leaving that be.
Yeah, the fact that it's going the other way concerns me a little bit, because that's the sharps moving the line. And that's a tough trip to Provo, Utah on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And that just scares me a little bit.
I have a hard time reading line movement on off days. So when there's like a Thursday game or a Friday game, line movement to me doesn't mean as much, because it could be any money coming in on it,
right?
Because guys are just looking to play action that night. You know, Joe Blow could be wanting to spend $100 to watch just so he'll have a reason to watch the game. But yeah, that's a tough call for me. I would have liked Cincinnati closer to a touchdown. Now 4.5,
not so much. All right, for my third pick, and I've got several that I looked at for this last one. There's not really anything else I'm crazy about except for the ones we've already talked about.
Yeah, I don't love college football this week.
I don't either, but I saw Tulsa get outside of 14 to 14.5 at East Carolina. East Carolina, that's a tough place to play, but Tulsa is a sneaky, decent football team. And outside of 2 touchdowns, I like it. Even on 14, I like it. If it gets under that, I would not touch it.
What do you have that at?
14.5 is what I'm seeing.
You're taking Tulsa?
I'm taking Tulsa to cover the 14.5.
Yes. My last pick, I thought about giving Michigan -6.5 as my official play, which, by the way, that's the number it's back down to. It got over 7 for a little while. Now it's back down to 6.5. But since I've given that out anyway, I'm going to go with one more, and I'm going to go to the SEC, where I know you guys are all going to be interested in this game. I'll give you the over 43.5 in Vanderbilt, South Carolina. I know everybody's looking forward to watching that game. 43.5 is just
it's almost an NFL number. Well, it is an NFL number.
It is an NFL number, it's a low NFL number at that. What's funny is it's actually a lower number, or it's actually higher than the Michigan State number,
right,
which is 42.5. And normally when a number's that low, I tend to like to play the under on it, especially in Big Ten games.
Well, Michigan's had how many shutouts in a row?
Yeah.
Now, I don't think they're shutting out Michigan State, but that defense is solid.
But I'll go over that 43.5, and if you're like me and you like playing really low unders, and you want to look at one, I'd say Iowa Northwestern might be one you could look at.
Yeah, too. That's another one. I think I like Northwestern +1 in that one a little bit, just for those of you who are going that way. All right, John.
I'm going to go with probably the game of the week, right? Alabama,
That's not the game of the week.
You don't think so?
I already gave you Charlotte versus Old Dominion is the game of the week.
Oh, it, game of the week's tonight. Houston and Tulane.
Come on.
I know each of these teams have played well on the opponent's field. Texas A&M is at home, but I'm going to take Texas A&M plus four against Alabama.
Bold move, sir.
I actually like that play.
Okay.
A couple other things that I looked at that didn't make the cut list. Pittsburgh plus 3.5 at Georgia Tech. I know ACC is kind of your country, but Georgia Tech is totally imploding. Pittsburgh's not that bad. I'm going to keep an eye on this Memphis-Mississippi thing because if I get outside of plus 10, I think I'm going to take Memphis. It's okay. A pretty good team that can score some points. The over-under total is a little high for me, but that's about it. It's not a lot that I love on the docket this week, but there are some games that I'm really interested in watching, like A&M Alabama,
right.
Michigan, Michigan State. You know, I think all of those are going to be exciting.
I'll give you over 61 in USC Notre Dame. And I'll give you Colorado plus 8 hosting the Arizona Wild Kittens.
The other one that I'm kind of looking at, I forgot to mention, was the over in Oregon, Washington. And I'm kind of liking Washington minus 3, although I think a little bit of that's an overreaction to the last couple weeks of Oregon and to Washington going in and beating USC. So I'm less interested in that than I am the over.
Let me also say, TCU's minus 21 at Iowa State. If they don't cover, I'm going to stop taking TCU seriously as a national championship contender. They've had enough close calls that, like, this is a game that they need to just go in and dog stomp that crappy team.
I think they will. I'm pretty sure they will. But I'm not playing it just because I know every now and then Iowa State comes up with this really gutsy effort for a half that keeps them in the game long enough to cover a spread like that.
Yeah.
Can go so far. I know you got the anger of a...
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Catch up on our shows to stay up to date on station events, news stories, contests, and more. Log on to ESPN975.com. How's that beer working out for you, John?
Oh, I'm almost done, but...
You feel it?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Nice.
It's pretty strong.
Well, you got 10 minutes before you pop that next one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not popping anything. I got about that much left.
Okay.
About, a centimeter?
That's a spill.
Yeah.
That's a spittle.
Yeah.
Knock out the spittle and get ready for your next one.
And I have that Asian gene where you turn bright ass red.
Yeah.
I'm as red as Fred's cougar hat right now.
You're getting there.
Yeah, I am.
Do you want to borrow the hat? Then,
no, I'm
good. Then we wouldn't be able to see your face.
No.
It would just all sort of blend together.
Yeah. Back in the day when I went clubbing and stuff, I used to pop a Pepsi AC before I go out, and it helps you with the redness. I probably should have taken one of those before I started drinking.
Maybe you're a little bit.
I'm feeling it, though.
You might be a little allergic to it, too.
No. Yeah, that's what it is.
Which beer are you popping at 5?
I'm not popping anything.
What?
I can't.
You can, John.
I can't run.
Beer.
I can't run the show.
How many people are sitting out there doing nothing that could jump in if you started falling apart? This isn't like the pepper spray incident. Yeah.
Aaron's capable.
Yes.
Michael Carroll's capable. And yes. I think Tyler's capable.
All right. Then you can do one more.
Yeah.
We won't make you do all 3.
No. And we'll make you stop at 6 because you're going to have to drive home.
Well, the other two are a lot bigger than this one.
Yeah, but they're...
It's all right. They're not as stout.
All right.
You'll be all right, man. You're 31 years old now.
Yeah,
you can drink 2 beers.
God, I'll tell you what, though. You talk about feeling old. John being 31. When we first met, you were right out of college, right? It was...
Yeah,
you were 23, 22?
23.
Yeah. Jeez.
No. I was 22.
Yeah, you were younger than that.
Yeah, I was finishing up my senior year, and I went 5 years at U of H. I did one of those. I did the CAP program. I tried to get into UT, and my freshman year, I didn't party. I played video games, stayed in my dorm room, and didn't study. We did all-nighters playing Mario Kart, and I didn't get into UT. I went to UT San Antonio, and I promised my mom if I didn't get into UT, I'd come here. Come to U of H, and I think that might have been the best outcome for me because I got into the journalism program, and I also got into back into writing because I wrote in high school. I got back into writing at U of H, covered the football team, the basketball team. I covered swimming and soccer. You pay your dues when you're in school. I started with the soccer and the swimming, and then I got in my senior year, I got to travel with the team, the football team. I covered the game against Oregon when the Duck elbow dropped the Cougar.
Yeah.
It was one of those. I think it was Aldridge and Keenum's first year when he was doing split carries or split time with Blake Joseph, I think.
Yeah, Blake Joseph, who broke Patrick Edwards' leg with that overthrow in East Carolina.
Yes, but I think that was the best decision. And as I'm talking right now, I don't know why I'm telling the story.
We don't either, but it's
because you're a little tipsy, John.
I am a little tipsy. Oh, no, no. I'm telling the story because I got an internship offer from ESPN because the deli at the first floor that we used to work at Cumulus, the owner is a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine, and he knew Julie. I got an internship there. I wanted to stay in print writing, journalism, but I was like, oh, what the hell? I'll take an internship at the radio station, and I took it, and here I am.
From intern to producer to executive producer to now...
to assistant program director to programming coordinator.
What's next?
Program director.
And then after that?
I have no idea. Operating manager.
Airshift?
Operation manager like Dave.
Okay. And then GM?
Yes, then GM.
Okay. And then sales manager.
Yes. Okay. Or general manager at the point.
And then unemployed. That's what comes after that.
Right.
But...
I'm pretty lit right now.
We hadn't noticed.
Oh, I think I just went on like a 2-minute like monologue.
A lot of people thinking Jong should sing today.
Yeah, I think he should.
They say he's sounding like he wants to sing a song. Maybe
you pick one, I'll sing it.
Okay, we might do that in the we'll do that next hour. When you break into your next beer, we'll do that.
I think that's a good plan. Let him get about halfway into that next one, and then
the other ones are how big are the other ones,
dude? I mean, they're bombers.
24,
they're 22
bombers.
Ounces.
22 ounces.
Yeah,
that's what we're.
I'm sorry, I hijacked the show.
No, but we're happy about that.
But the coolest thing was when he was interning, it was Matt Dean and I were doing a poker show, and he was answering the phones, and he actually came up and started talking to us about poker, and none of the other interns would talk to us. So we had to fire our other producer. The first thing we did is say, hey, could we hire Jong? Because he's the only one we knew.
Right.
And that's how it happened.
Well, and one of the other things was that, and I tell this to every intern class that comes through here, is that you go the extra mile. That I used to, like I said, I covered the U of H football team, and I'd send Julie the sound every time I went out to the games and stuff like that. I'd do that, and then when Julie called me on last minute needing an intern, even if I was like halfway home, I'd turn around and go back to the station.
You were a grinder.
Yeah,
you got to do that kind of stuff to at least get your foot in the door. And I think we have a good core of part-timers here. Aaron goes the extra mile. Tyler goes the extra mile. And the couple of new part-timers that we hired, Gio and Conrad, they do go the extra mile. And so does Cameron, who is another part-timer.
You guys don't even know what going the extra mile is about.
Well, you were drunk and doing morning shows.
Yeah, but I was grinding. I was grinding.
Hey, you think that's easy, getting up that early when you've been drinking all night?
Oh, yeah, no. No. I did that for the front page when we were doing the Sunday morning show. I would go from going out and not having about 3 hours, 4 hours to sleep and coming in producing that show. It was fun times.
If you have never...
I'd slept in that studio many a nights before that show.
If you've never done morning radio, you don't know how damn impossible it is. I mean, it is...
There's the last drop of
all right, well done.
The Beast.
What are you moving on to next? The one he brought you or the one I brought you?
Probably the pumpkin because that's a lot.
It's about half the ABV, the
no,
pumpkin one is.
Probably a two-thirds of the ABV.
Yeah, don't look it up. Just drink it. Because
I know that double IPA is over 10.
Yeah, I'm not doing that one.
Okay. Do that this weekend, though. Don't waste it.
Let's squeeze in a couple of phone calls real quick. Roy, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports
to you, man.
Hey, you know, you guys were picking picks earlier, and you always pick picks, and that's fine. You know, people go with them. They lose, no big deal, because, you know, they're free, and it's entertainment. But when you go and, you know, like you hear commercials of Jonathan Stone, and, you know, these guys calling in, and you pay them,
Don't pay touts.
Your picks, and they don't follow through. But yet they, you know, they go on the radio and they you know, they lie and say that they did. Like, I got a buddy of mine, he's like 250 in the hole, and he was guaranteed that he'd be covered if his pick missed. And now he can't get the guy on the phone when he calls up there. So, you know, is it a responsibility of, like, you know, ESPN as a brand to not run ads like that? Like, basically kind of commit fraud. I just want to know your opinion on that, and I'll hang up.
What? Well, yeah. I don't know what the what kind of guarantee they make, but I tell people all the time, people ask me who I'd use. I'll never use a tout in my life, because if it's not a pick that I've researched and feel strong enough myself, I'm not risking my money on it.
I would just say this. I'm not going to say anything about any advertisers because I can't. But I would tell you that what we've always tried to tell people is do all the research you can and come up with your own stuff. I don't believe in guys going out saying that they're going to give you these picks and this is what their record is. It's kind of why we keep track here, so you can see what we're doing with these three games. But the stuff that I'm trying to be very, very careful about this, but I don't trust things where somebody's giving me what their picks are. I want to hear their picks. I want to hear what AJ thinks. I want to hear what Willie thinks. I want to get RJ's numbers and do my own research and then come up with my own pick. And if I win, I win. If I lose, I lose. But that's on me. But I'm taking people I trust and doing as much research as possible. I trust in that more than somebody that I don't know and I can't keep track of what the record is. So that's about...
I don't know. Listen, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what the guarantee is, but... I mean, if there's a guarantee, I don't think ESPN's going to have anything to do with it.
No, we don't. That's between you and those guys. So, you know, if you lost your money, don't come to us over it. You need to go to the company that you did business with. But I can't comment on any particular advertisers on this station. It's just, we can't do it. Sorry. All right. Quick break. We'll see how Jong feels after a few sips of this next one. Should be a fun hour.
I'm pretty buzzed right now, so...
You went with the pumpkin?
So it's party time.
I'm going to open up the pumpkin next.
Okay, because I'm curious how that one tastes, because when I finish my 10K tomorrow, that's what I'm celebrating with. So.
I'm more than happy to share with you right now.
Oh, no. Can't do it. Can't drink the night before a race, so you're on your own, buddy. Or else
you
I would be
carbo load.
No, trust me. I tried running hungover once. It was not pleasant. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.